This is Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. The annual United Way of Knox County Day of Caring is this Saturday, so we'll talk about that right now with Lon Dunn, the executive director of the United Way here in Knox County, and Galesburg Fire Chief Tom Simpkins, who is helping out in this endeavor as well. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you.
Chief, thanks, I asked you off the air, don't you have enough to do?
Yeah, I'm probably too much, my wife would probably say.
So, well, maybe I'll start with that first since I threw this at you first. How are you involved in this and what led you to be involved?
Well, you know, one of the value statements for Heart and Soul is we want to have a town that has a good positive image.
Yeah.
People of Galesburg told us that. And Lon's effort here in the United Way, part of that is cleaning up Galesburg. And so I heard that. Heart and Soul's stick really is to be a connector for people to come together on different things. And since this dovetailed so nicely with our positive image and making the town look better, we thought we would help just really assist Lon and the United Way with making a bit of a bigger effort if possible.
And if I know you from our talk a few weeks ago on Galesburg Live, Chief, this may actually be a Saturday where you had nothing else to do.
Yeah, it fit nicely. My wife's actually off to see my son for Mother's Day in New York City.
Oh, wow.
And I don't want to steal Lon's time here, but she's going to be at the Red Sox-Yankees game.
Awesome.
I think tomorrow, row two behind home plate. I don't know how my son pulled that off, but I'm here. So there you go.
You know, your son, John, has been pulling off a lot of good things there in New York, especially when he got to talk with the great Galesburg Shake.
Yeah, he really had a fun time.
Weeks ago.
It was real nice of the folks at the high school to think of him, and it was a great chance for him to give back.
Absolutely. So, Lon, let's get back to the real reason we're here, not just to, you know, make Chief Simpkins feel good, which is you know, always a good thing to do for sure. But
he had better have some high expectations for Father's Day, let me tell you.
Yeah, I know. Checks probably in the mail or something for sure. Talk about the Day of Caring and how it kind of came to be, especially here the last number of years in Knox County. It's really done a lot of good, hasn't it?
Sure. Day of Caring in Knox County is a little bit different than in other areas because they align with the National Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive, which is held annually by the letter carriers. And so it kind of aligns things nicely that people can leave their food donation out and the postman will pick that up when they do their normal round, and they can spend the day giving back to the community through a number of projects. We don't just have cleanup. We have some help needed over at the YMCA at the Early Childhood Center, arranging the playground and making sure the playground is safe now that we're back to good weather. We also have an entire group in our community. I want to give a shout out to the Lake Bracken group who has taken on the task of cleaning up and getting Camp Kids ready for this summer up at the KCCD area.
And those are just a couple of examples of a number of things that are going on in the community this Saturday. We did talk, I believe, yesterday on Galesburg's Morning News about the food drive. But if you want to start with that first, in case folks missed that conversation, and that's probably the simplest way that people can really help the community.
Sure. The National Letter Carrier Food Drive is, you know, as simple as just leaving non-perishable in-date items out for your letter carrier for Saturday morning, and they will pick those up with the mail, and we will have volunteers up at Fish Food Pantry for later in the afternoon, because as the mail carriers come in, one of the goals that they set is by weight. So they weigh all of the food donations, and then we have volunteers on hand to sort the donations and help get those on the shelves so that they can be distributed to our families in need.
And that's probably an important thing just because, you know, we think of, you know, the food drives that happen, among others, that we're involved in around Thanksgiving and Christmas. But at other times of year, the donations maybe don't always come in as we would like them to.
Absolutely. And, you know, summer is actually one of the toughest times for our families. Mm-hmm. So there's actually, I'll hit on it a little bit later and hope to get to come back in and talk about the summer lunch program that United Way will be offering this summer. But, you know, with the school year coming to an end, and that brings an end to the school lunch program and some of these resources that our working families depend on to keep their kids healthy and have good, you know, prevent food insecurity.
Most of the other projects, Lon, or sorts of things, maybe if you could talk about that, are really just kind of simple, you know, maybe sort of cleanup or maintenance type things that may sound like a little bit of work, but really kind of go a long way for a lot of these agencies, right?
Well, certainly, you know, in situations like the Y Early Childhood Center, you know, the staff has to focus, of course, on the kids. That's what they're there for. So they don't necessarily get time to do the deep cleaning things or making sure that there are no rocks or debris on, you know, in the play areas so that the kids are even, you know, more safe than they already would be. You know, it just helps us to have extra hands make for light work.
Yeah, that's very true. And in order to get that light work done, you need as many people as possible to help. And it's pretty easy for them to kind of, for people to kind of sign up and help, right?
Sure. They can register on our website, which is unitedway-knoxcounty.org, and then just click on Day of Caring. And we have a brief sign-up form where they can select which project they would like to help with and go from there. It gives them a reporting time and location then that they can join us on Saturday.
There's pretty much things to do all day long Saturday, isn't there?
We do. You know, we're going to gather at the Kiwanis Park and start cleaning in that ward. One of the things that we've been working with a few members of our community on is creating a pay it forward, and ward being the emphatic point, and taking ownership of our neighborhoods and making sure that they're a safe place for us to raise our families. So we'll be starting at the Kiwanis Park, and we hope to wind up at the fire station with Chief Simpkins.
You know, Chief, that's something that Heart and Soul, I know, has talked a lot about in terms of kind of taking ownership of your of the neighborhoods around the city, right?
Yeah, I think Heart and Soul's biggest thing is really, again, bringing people together. It's not really on Heart and Soul going forward to be doing a lot of the work. It's really to find groups, individuals that are already either formed or forming new ones to do what's in our action plan and all the great things. And I got to say, this lady here, she came to town, what, how long ago?
Almost a year.
She has been awesome, and she's got the right mentality for the job.
Yeah.
She's able to talk to everybody equally. And she, I've never not heard a negative thing out of her mouth. I don't know if they've grown that way in Pennsylvania or what.
rebuttal?
We're very... let me just finish. We're just very happy to have her here.
Okay? Absolutely. We are very, very happy to have you, Lon, for sure. There are a lot of people, either Lon or Chief Simpkins, that, again, we're looking for people to sign up and help, but there are a lot of groups and organizations that are helping make everything happen Saturday, right?
Yeah. You know, and... I got to mention Harold Timmons. I mean, at the airport, Harold's been just like, he's a pusher in our group. He's one of the guys that wants to see action. We've been doing lots of talking in the community and a lot of action, but Harold's one of those guys that just can make things happen. He, you know, very, very well respected. I also want to say Lindsay Hillary, I think, is the one that maybe came up with the idea for the Pay It Forward, and she's very, very positive individual in the community. I know I was with her at Christmas in Action a couple weeks ago. Doing some things, and we could sit here and talk about all kinds of groups. And one thing I might say is there are lots of people cleaning up Galesburg on an ongoing basis.
Yeah,
I think there's 14 civic organizations, churches, and other people that have do the Adopt a Highway program. I mean, the city does the Lake Story cleanup every year through the Park Division, and Bob Bondi does the downtown cleanup. I noticed when I came around the square the other day that maybe Carl Sandberg and his goat needed some work around them, and this morning, sure enough, when I went by, it was all cleaned up and ready to go, and I don't know if that was Heather Norman or who, but just, guys, Galesburg is just full of all kinds of people willing to help.
Yeah, that's very true, and I think that kind of lawn this, we're almost out of time, but that kind of, I think, maybe speaks to a larger point that, you know, while we're kind of focusing on Saturday being the Day of Caring, that it shouldn't stop there, should it?
Well, and hopefully Saturday is the beginning of a May of Caring, and you know, people will continue to give back and, you know, help to support our community. One of the most inspiring parts of this Saturday is that we have a number of youth volunteers.
Yeah.
So the Solutions Program, their students are coming out to join us. And, you know, when you have young people willing to take ownership, it is really inspiring to those of us who try to do this work and try to accomplish these improvements in our community.
Well, they say the children are the future, and those are definitely examples of that.
Then we're in good shape.
And, absolutely.
And it's a great point. I know Steve Cheeseman's in our Heart and Soul group, and he's got the Gale Scholars group also.
Great.
I don't think they're coming Saturday, but another time they're going to do another project in conjunction.
That's great. Yes. All right, one more time, Lawn, how can folks help out in the Day of Caring on Saturday?
Certainly. They can register on our website at unitedway-knoxcounty.org, click on Day of Caring, or if you just want to join us at the Kiwanis Park, we welcome walk-ups.
Start there, and we'll send you wherever you need to go, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you so much.
There you go. Lawn Dunn, Executive Director of the United Way of Knox County, and Galesburg Fire Chief Tom Simpkins, representing Heart and Soul. Thanks again to both of you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Kim Commando and sports coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.